worse already.
So much energy, I feel.
Okay.
Well, everybody. So everyone is shaking it out around the table.
Shaking it out. Loosen up.
Baby bubble.
Me, my mo. That's not
Captain Kegel.
Okay. I'm really going to leave all that.
Me, fossil.
Okay.
Oh,
fine.
No.
I'll
no, just this. That last bit. The me, my mo. Just, okay.
That's fine.
Everybody, welcome back to our Traveler campaign. This is still season one, but now we're on episode 10.
The big 1-0.
The big 1-0.
Double digits, baby.
Double digits. And I'm happy to say that John is back, but unfortunately, the Harkoon had a bad space burrito, so he'll be in the bunk dealing with the space runs that comes from those space burritos. Anyway, I may be gone too far with that analogy, but it's too late.
We need a new cuisine.
It's recorded. It's there. It's a space all chimichanga right. is what it is. Yeah. Who am I? I'm Mason, and I'm the GM for the evening.
And I'm Stan. I play Jadis Gant, a warrior priest.
And I'm Bailey. I'm playing Tassan. He's a human computer genius.
I'm John. I play Admiral Amasaurian Kane, a human admiral and naval commander.
I always forget your first name is Amasaurian.
I know, right?
It's pretty awesome.
Because
it's
just always Kane.
It's a great
in
name.
Conversations. Yeah. Okay, so last time we left our travelers, they had landed in Methodium, hired a Cajun chef, left the black box from the crash ship with Captain Kegel, the space exercise professional, and he was supposed to turn it in. They chose not to do anything with the information recorded on Tassan's laptop, and then subsequently booked passage with Captain Kegel because he has such an amazing ship as far as Jump 5 goes. They can get all the way down to their original destination way back 10 episodes ago now to Eureka. And we left, I believe. We ended right when you guys made that opening, that first jump from Methodian to Claudius.
Mm. Right, we had spent the time getting to the jump point, kind of investigating his ship a little bit, right? And so, and kind of investigating, like, why it's better than it looks on the outside?
Well, we investigated that before we got to Methodian.
Oh, before we got to Methodian.
Yeah,
okay,
that was on
okay.
the way to Methodian.
Okay. All right.
Now, that doesn't mean you can't attempt to further investigate.
No, it's fine.
But
I just couldn't remember. I can remember the timeline. So
gotcha.
I'm good.
Gotcha.
I'm
so that was, and then it was Methodian, where you went, where Tassan went shopping.
Oh yeah, I did.
And bought some things from a Scottish character. My
yep,
best Scottish
yep.
accent I had
and then
to offer.
We bought passage on
the Neelius.
The Neelius to Eureka. Which is a two jump for them.
Via Claudius, right.
Via Claudius.
And because you're going to Claudius, the Lasset family joined you guys. So they're still there.
All right.
So we open up this episode. We're on the ship. The jump has just happened maybe 30 minutes ago.
So we're on our way to Claudius.
We're on our way to Claudius.
Jump, because it's four sectors or four hexes away.
Correct. We have a whole jump week of jump.
But then Claudius to Eureka is only like two or something like that. So it's a pretty short jump.
It's three, I think.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, right. It's shorter, but his ship being five let you make it in two jumps. Everybody
right.
else was going
right.
to be three, I think.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Because Methodian's way up at the sector north.
Correct.
Right, it's way up there.
And Eureka is practically bordering the sector south.
Yeah.
Yeah. So open up, and you guys are all have kind of slowly found your way to the ship's kind of cafeteria, dining hall area. And you're sitting at a table. It's not a super full ship of passengers. He's also picked up some cargo as well that's going south. So you got a little bit of space to yourself, kind of your own private bubble to hang out and chat.
Hey, Jadis. Guys, feels good to finally get back to the commissary. I've been in my room. That burrito at that restaurant was just terrible.
Never going back
better.
There again.
Well, it's nice to be sitting there at the commissary and just having a nice meal.
Hey guys, mind if I might join you at the table here?
Oh, absolutely, Tassan.
Got this,
it's good to see you.
I got this cheese sandwich, you know, that I've got, because it looked good.
That's, hey, it looks
and
fantastic.
Lemonade.
Yeah, I got a little bit of the beef, like it looks like a chipped beef thing.
Oh, yeah.
Not sure if that's real, but it tastes reasonably okay with some pepper.
And everyone notices Jadis is uncharacteristically drinking alcohol.
Whoa.
Yep. Wow. Yeah, so...
Is that against Rimward?
Not against Rimward Orthodox belief and custom, but just unusual for Jadis.
Yeah. Jadis, there's some special occasion?
Oh, Well, I just been thinking about what happened back on that Amber Zone planet.
On Yance.
Yeah. It's kind of got to me a bit, I guess.
I was going
to
ask you guys, like, I know you were in the military and stuff, and I just, like, went to college and then worked for Glaxon. Like, is that how it is out here all the time? I mean, is it always that, like, I don't know.
Well, you've just experienced probably the most extreme events that any of us may have experienced in our lives. From that ship crashing in orbit and our inability to save it, all those poor people dying, and the encounter that we had in their base, it was very challenging, even for those of us that are very experienced.
Admiral Kane, do you think I caused the ship to crash? Because I did those upgrades, and
I thought I did really good,
but do you think I caused it? I mean,
no, I don't think you caused it. I think we had a series of catastrophic events that were out of your control, and sadly, in that moment, it was out of the control of the original captain, and then myself and Jadis attempted to take over, and we were unable to save it. In fact, if anything, I think we saved lives with our actions and did our best, and we have to look forward to that. You should never look backwards, especially when you're trying to help.
I mean, I was pretty impressed you were able to land a non-streamlined ship in a...
It was not my best day.
Right? I mean, I don't know about...
Well, we walked away alive.
Right.
So that counts for something. Not everyone we were in battle with way back on Stavropol walked away. Do you remember those days back on our planetary assault?
I do.
Admiral Kane?
One thing about the ship landing, and I put my hand out, and you see my wrist shaking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nervous that this is causing part of the problem. You know, I mean,
you're shaking? I mean, I'm sure the ship's computers, you know, I'm sure it compensates for that. I mean...
Well, in Stavropol, when I was younger, as Jada said, my reflexes were a little better. So who knows? Could be a little bit of age getting to me.
Yeah, you guys are kind of old.
Well,
yes, we are, Tassan.
Yes, I am old. I kind of slosh my drink around a little bit with the ice cubes and take a swig. And I keep thinking back to Stavropol. It was a long time ago, but the events on Yance really just brought me back there. And you know, that's actually the planet, after the planetary assault on Stavropol years ago, it was after that I decided to become a chaplain, because it did something to me down there. I saw a lot of people that I knew perish in the battle. I saw some innocents die, too. One thing I found in the fog of war, there really is no perfect decision. In war, I mean, people die. I mean, what good decision can you have in war when people die?
So, Admiral Kane, do you think... A lot of people die when the ship crashed? I mean, you don't think it was... You're not saying it's because of you or anything, right? I mean, you did your best. I mean, you're an admiral, and, and Jadis was up there, and, I mean, Ruben and I were in engineering, and, you know, I don't know what happened on the bridge, but...
Tassan, in these moments, I think the best thing, too, is to look inward and reflect on what you could have done better. And in that moment, I feel like that was not my best day, and that I could have done some things better, and I will learn from them and grow from them. You can't... Yes, I feel regret for the way I handled things. I think had I made other decisions or been able to maneuver differently, perhaps I could have saved more lives in that moment.
I couldn't save the engineer.
Well,
I couldn't save him.
Yeah. I forgot about the engineer.
Oh, I have not.
No.
But I put bandages on a dead body? No, I haven't.
I accidentally turned off all the lights in the back, which caused you some problems in seeing
a little bit,
So no, I think that was not the best day, and it was tough, and a lot of lives, and I felt a lot of accountability for the people, because I've been through difficult situations like that before and been able to more effectively, you know, navigate through a challenge, and I didn't feel like that was my best day. I also felt a lot of ownership for all the people. I'm glad that we saved a number of them, but back to Jadis, your comment, I think... You're absolutely right. In a conflict like this, there are innocents that get hurt, and there are good people that die, and there are guilty that sometimes get affected. But taking a life is never something that we should do lightly, and there are sometimes decisions that we make that we regret that may not have been the best, but you've got to learn from them to move forward.
Right. I agree. I'll tell you something. I've never really told anyone else about this, but after the events on Stavropol and some of the deaths that I saw, after that battle, when I had the next shore leave, is when I went back and went to the Rimward Orthodox Church, and I found a priest. And it was a priest who later became actually a high-ranking patriarch in the Rimward Orthodox Church, which spans many subsectors. But it was Archbishop Anastasios of New Albania. At the time, he wasn't an archbishop. At the time, he was just a parish priest. But I told him what had happened, and he invited me to receive confession. And one of the things that I found that it was really liberating for me was, I went in with all this guilt from the events of the war because, you know, I pulled the trigger, and sometimes I didn't know if it was the right thing. And it was it for the better good? It's hard to say. But he let me know that the church doesn't really try to make a judgment on, you know, people who are doing their duty in the line of war. But rather, the church looks at the human soul and says the condition needs confession, not because you're guilty necessarily, but because you're wounded. You're spiritually wounded for having taken life.
You know, in college, I was in some confession rooms online, and it wasn't like that at all.
It wasn't like that.
I think Jadis is talking in more deeper form.
Yeah.
Confession.
I'm not thinking it was a Rimward Orthodox confession.
What does an online confession even look like?
I don't know, your imagination.
I blogged about what I did wrong.
They were totally not like
I'm
that
thinking
at all,
it's a little
Mr.
different.
Jadis.
Well, sometime I'll have to take you to see a Rimward Orthodox church when we're planted site somewhere.
I'd be interested in that.
Yeah, but anyway, that it really helped me, and it was after that I became a priest and a chaplain in the Marines. But anyway, I was just thinking about this. It weighs heavy on my soul. You know, you're wounded a little bit when you take another human life, which I have just in the last few days. But we move forward, as Admiral Cain says.
And Jace, it's funny. The hardest part for me, I think, on that whole planet was when we arrived at that base. And I felt like, one, we had the weight of all the people that we were trying to help and save, and we were unable to save all of them. And especially that young girl and her family that were at risk. I really felt for them. And then we were losing people with those creatures attacking them. And then I'll use these words, the audacity of those scientists when they appeared in the clearing. And in hindsight, I realize I raised my weapon, but I raise it just to see him because of my scope. And that might have been misrepresented by them as an aggressive action. Then I tried to wave them. They wouldn't respond, and then they left. And I just felt like, what kind of human beings would not help those in need that were clearly being attacked?
Yeah.
And then when we finally arrived there, their guards, which are basically the men that were paid by them, I might have jumped the gun in terms of moving quickly there. And I still don't second guess it, because at that moment I felt like that if we were to fall or we were to surrender, that the group back with Reuben and the children and the rest of the people there would have no one to protect them. And so that was an example of a very tough decision. And it's one that, in that moment we had split seconds to make a choice. And you wonder, could we have made a different path? And maybe that's why some of your Jadis feelings are coming out. And I will tell you that I also feel like, you know, we can always get better, and perhaps there was a better choice there. But I was quite concerned about the safety of the larger group, including ourselves.
Right. I mean, we've got the little girl, the Lassett family. That
she's a cutie.
Yeah. And so, I mean, we had to protect them.
Emma, I believe, was her name.
Emma? Yeah. So we did, you know, we may never know if those are the best decisions. And, of course, in the moment, one does not have perfect knowledge.
I mean, so...
But I respect you, Admiral Cain, and thank you for all your service to the Imperium through the years.
Okay, so, I mean, I just got confused because you said
we're going to throw in our weapons, and so I threw mine down.
And so, I think the funnier one was the doctor. Did you hear what the doctor said?
Yeah, yeah. He was like, hell no, I'm throwing my gun away. And I was like, mine's already gone, dude. Exactly. And I think Buzz threw his down too.
That might have also
affected. I was just confused.
Well, I was trying to give us some surprise, moment of opportunity. And then when the doctor yelled what he yelled, I'm not sure that helped us. But
I don't know, right? But it felt like we were like shoot first, ask questions later. But what you're saying is, I didn't think of it that way, right? I've never really shot a gun before.
Yeah.
And so,
Well, let me give you the calculation that was going through my head, and that's a great point. And this is the one thing I keep rethinking. You know, in that moment, if you remember, we were downstairs. We entered the storage area where they had their hovercraft, and we ran in. I felt like I made a mistake. We didn't knock out the camera before we entered. We realized that we were possibly on camera. Then I cut the cable. And you said we got to hurry up. Jadis mm-hmm. did, and I was like, agreed. That was a mistake. So I felt bad in that moment. We then went up the elevator. On the way up, I think you said, Jadis or Tassan, you know, are we going to get shot at? And I was like, yeah, you've been shot at before. And then I realized you hadn't.
No, never happened.
So that was
and I got shot like twice that time. It hurt a lot.
Never forget your first time.
Yeah, I think my spleen got cut in two.
I also realized in that moment I'm not leading a group of Imperial Marines up a corridor. I was leading Jadis, who's quite skilled, myself, and then I had a steward.
And a hacker, a programmer.
Who has good intentions, but is not maybe combat efficient. And I had a doctor with quite an attitude.
He's
an incredible surgeon.
Yeah, Hippocratic Oath was lost on him.
Yeah, and then when the doors opened, I think the next thing that happened was,
I threw my gun down. It's right away.
No, well.
I mean, I couldn't wait.
We peeked around. They yelled freeze, and then I realized
chaos.
Well, my biggest concern to your question was, you know, what was the choice there? And in my mind, the choice was we would surrender to people that, in my mind, had attacked and killed most of our people and give up the last hope to try and secure a ship and get our people off the planet, or we had to resist. And there was really no scenario where I was willing to lay down my weapon.
See, my first thought was to surrender and then, you know, make friends, because I'm really good at making friends with people like you guys, and then, like, you know, just kind of work my way out.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, but I can, it may not have worked out that way. I might end up being kitty food.
Yeah, and in my mind, there was an opportunity to be friends that never materialized. Remember when the man saw us he looked across the bluff
with
his two sidekicks?
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
I looked through the corner, and I waved my hand at him, put my gun down, and he did not respond. And so that showed me that he has no intention to contact us. They also, as you know, we were broadcasting for multiple days.
Right.
They never responded once to that broadcast.
Is that like an intergalactic code they're supposed to? Or
I believe that if there are people in need, that part of the international law or galactic law is to help people that crash their ship or that are actually in space stranded.
Hmm.
And they didn't respond.
If anyone has an advocate, I think, is the skill.
No.
I do not have the advocate skill.
I want it.
Yeah, one thing I've noticed is there's a lot of skills, and we don't seem to have all of them.
That's for sure.
Like, wait, what?
Like, Mason will mention a skill, and we're
admin?
Like...
I think it may be admin.
Yeah, Mason will mention a skill, and we're like, look around the table. Nope, nobody has that skill.
Actually, on a side note, would love to have that skill. It's pretty cool from a legal perspective.
But anyway, advocate is gives a knowledge of common legal codes and practices.
Nice. It's not even on
especially
the
interstellar law.
Yeah, it is. It's right after admin.
Is it really? Yeah. Oh, you're right.
It's alphabetical.
Blind. You're absolutely right.
It's weird. Depends on which alphabet.
Right after admin.
It also gives the traveler experience in oratory, debate, and public speaking, making an excellent skill for lawyers and politicians.
Oh, I'm totally buying that next. Yep. Buy that next.
I got a lot of training to do. Medic skills can take forever.
Just as a side note, that's part of what I like about Traveler, is there's a bunch of skills. You can't know everything.
Anyway. Jadis, what was your thought on that situation? Because I truly value your counsel, and I know decisions were made quickly there.
Yeah, well, you know, at the moment, I'm second guessing myself. I was thinking maybe if we,
I mean, you shot pretty quick
them.
As soon as the admiral said shoot. You,
I did. Well, of course.
Will you back the other person?
Yeah, Admiral Kane.
Don't throw your weapon down.
No. Well, you know, back on Stavropol, where Admiral Kane and I were both planet side in the heat of battle, we had multiple times where commands were given and we just went right into action. And honestly, I was second guessing myself afterwards, where perhaps if we'd chatted, maybe there'd been a way to negotiate out of the way, or parlay, or maybe even deceive, although I'm not a big fan of that. But could there have been a way without loss of life? I still don't know. I'll never know, I don't think. So I'm just conflicted, but all I can say is I don't pass judgment on others, and even myself. We have to forgive ourselves and move forward. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it was the right thing. I know I'm going to confession when I get back Rimward Orthodox planet.
To your point, I agree with you. I think the one thing I'll tell you to San that Jadis did as a loyal friend is when one of us makes a play, the other one has to support them, and then these conversations mm-hmm. come after, especially in a moment like that that's life or death, because had we made a different decision and it was not correct, then this whole, we would not be here potentially now.
Yeah, Emma might not be alive.
Yeah.
If, I mean, maybe if we didn't shoot, who knows? So.
I got kind of confused because first you said throw your weapons down. So I did that right away, sir.
Yeah, and then Tassan, you did great in terms of the given order.
I mean, I don't know you guys that well. I just met you a week before.
I don't want to interrupt too much, but as a side note on the interstellar code, especially a former naval officer, you would know definitively that there are very specific laws that if you receive a
distress
call and you are capable of assisting, you're obligated to assist, at least when it comes to spaceships.
So they were breaking the law when they did not assist.
Assuming they were capable. Like, so let's say you're on a base on a moon of a planet and you hear a ship crash lands on the planet, but you can't get there, then you just can't, right? So you're not going to get in trouble.
But if you have the ability to render aid.
But you, in that situation, you would be required to minimum, if possible, relay the message.
Okay.
Right, kind of thing. So there are rules, and it's a big no-no. Like, if you're traveling through space and you hear a distress call and you ignore it, like, that's like ship impounded, you go to prison.
Yeah.
And that's one of the ways pirates will try to get prey, is they'll send out
false signal.
So it's also a huge no-no to send out false distress signals.
Oh, wow.
Because that's a thing pirates use. And so it's kind of like this weird thing. But anyway, the Admiral for sure would know that. Anyone who's done any space travel is probably familiar loosely.
Right.
But I imagine the Admiral knows all the specifics of the code.
Right, 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 right. Because, he would. Right. Yeah.
So Admiral Kane, on a different note, we handed in the black box to Captain Cagle.
Everyone make a notice check.
Oh, boy.
A recon, I should say.
Recon. Hey, notice skill we don't have.
Speak for yourself.
Do you have recon, John?
Goodness. I got an 8.
I don't have recon, so that is a 5.
Okay.
Can we use intellect with it?
Oh, yeah,
that's fine.
I've got a 14.
Whoa. Then make that a 7 if we get to use intellect with it.
Okay, so as you are...
Oh, nice hot roll, John.
Getting to the end of the conversation mm-hmm. about events on Yance,
mm-hmm.
The two who got an 8 or higher, what'd you get to, Son?
7. Close.
Okay. You definitely noticed that, speak of the devil, Captain Cagle was passing through. And Jadis, you got an 8, so you notice he's passing through and was mm-hmm. doing some stuff over in the kitchen area. Man, you didn't give a second thought. The Admiral, you notice he was passing through, and then he went into the kitchen area to do some work stuff, and you notice that he hasn't really been accomplishing anything.
Oh, like he's listening?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh. I invite him
over. He's been listening in. And if you look at him, he doesn't look like he's trying to be shifty.
Yeah, he's listening. It's
more of a like, oh, he heard an interesting story, so he's just.
I tell him, I wait more. Captain Cagle, please sit down. We'd love to share stories with you.
He's like, all right. I don't remember what voice I gave him, so I'm just going to use. Oh. It's been a few episodes.
I think it was generic galactic.
Generic galactic. Mason, just for the record, my accent is generic galactic.
All right.
He's like, well, I didn't want to interrupt.
No, you're fine. We were Jadis and I, and we're talking to Tassan about the value of human life and some tough choices that you make, and we were talking about some things that happened recently that weigh heavy on all of us, and And we were sharing some of the challenges. And I think one of the things we were talking about was sometimes you make hard decisions that may not be the best, and you have to live with them, you know, and you have to move forward. So
I could tell you stories. But just it all boils down to how you weigh a life, right?
On a scale?
Yeah, but what's on the other end of the scale?
Well, I think there's other weights. I'm not really sure how a scale works. I could look it up. I mean, I think there's pressure on the plate, and then that plate is how far down the plate goes.
Jadis is shaking his head.
References, then like how much weight.
This is a very ancient scale where you've got that hangs, balances in the center.
Oh, balance scale, yeah.
The balancing scale, there you go.
It is my belief that such things cannot be weighed.
Interesting.
So they're in zero gravity?
That's not a bad comment there. You guys. Jadis, you were a captain, so weren't you?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Captain of the Marines.
Would you sacrifice one man to save a planet?
Oh, well.
And he smiles. I love these conversations.
No. That would be known as a utilitarian philosophy, which I do not espouse. But that would be a conversation, I think, for perhaps another time when Tassan is
Don't the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few?
Well, I tend to subscribe to that, so this is an interesting conversation.
Gonna make a very interesting crew.
It's gonna get heated
here
in a second.
Well,
so I hear that
part of the reason we are a good crew is we have different perspectives and we become better for it.
I can't argue with that. So Tassan, you got your first taste of action, huh?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yes, it's quite
there's bullets flying, and I had like 2 bullets put in me, and I must be new at it because like I don't think these guys got hit, and I took 2 bullets, and I think my spleen was ruptured.
Tassan, one of the things I think that's really important, and I'm very strong about this. The next time we get planet side, I would like to sit down with you and take you through some basic fire safety and how to use a weapon.
That'd be good.
Because basic things like aiming, I think you're struggling with, and so we should walk you through it. I think we should also walk you through when to stand in the line of fire and when to jump behind cover.
And when to not throw your gun.
Maybe. Was pretty funny.
I did exactly what he asked me to do, and that's it.
Followed orders impeccably.
And for the record,
Buzz both did.
And Buzz did too.
The doctor was like, "F that." So all 3 reactions, other than Jadis's, were kind of poor. But he knows me and has worked with me for years, so I kind of get it.
If you had been like, "Tassan, hack that computer," I would have been like,
"Crushed it."
Yeah, crushed it, Admiral.
hack the elevator?
You did that multiple times in the base. Hey, so the black box?
Yeah, Captain. We were just talking about this. Remind me, we turned in the black box from our crashed ship on Yantz to you. What is the next step on that? I'm a little fuzzy on the protocol for that.
No, there is no more next step. I turned it into the authorities in Methodian.
Oh, okay.
Did you, obviously...
That's right.
Did anybody ask your interview about filing a report in terms of what happened? Because we're glad to provide feedback at the next station.
Well, they just asked for my report, and I told them. Came in, found a crashed ship, picked up the survivors, and brought them here.
Gotcha. So I'll definitely report the next naval base.
And just picked up the signal as I was passing through the system. Of course, I left out some other key points.
Yeah, where the base was.
Why I was going to the passing through that system.
Yeah.
They didn't ask any other questions, but they did give me... I did pull some strings because I was curious to find out what caused the thing.
Oh, I'm curious too.
Was it the upgrade?
Do we want to know?
The nav system?
Oh, well, it's up to you guys.
Yeah, no, I want to know, actually.
Does everybody want
to
know?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably the upgrade to the nav system. I hadn't really worked on that system before.
I'm sure you will all be happy to know that none of you had anything to do with the crash of the ship.
Oh, really? Did you hear that, Admiral Kane?
Yeah, I did.
Actually, the fact that the ship was doomed to crash the moment it entered the system.
What?
Actually, 3.27 seconds after it entered the system, according to the report.
Why was that?
Oh, I don't know why. What caused it? But 3.27 seconds after entering that particular system, about 60% of the ship's operating systems, the code, like flipped inside out, so to speak, and everything was sending signals to the wrong parts and to the wrong thing and looping in on itself. And you know, it was a whole bunch of technical jargon. I'm not a computer specialist. But you got in. 3.27 seconds later.
Oh, wow.
Something happened to the programming all across the ship. Pilots
so
to
does this
controls, engineering, computer systems.
So Tassan grabs Jadis' drink and takes a big...
But they say it had nothing to do with your update. Because they looked into that.
Oh, here, Jadis, here's your drink back.
sufficient.
You should have a drink anyway.
It's empty.
Exactly. I get up and go get some more liquor.
I'm watching Tassan for the rest of the
conversation. I pour one for all four of us. I go get some liquor and pour one for all four of us.
I'm interested to know if Tassan's ever had a drink before, but right now...
I went to college.
Tassan, I actually wanted to get that... I'd love to get the black box back.
Yeah. So you can take a look. Captain,
you got to go back to Methodian if you want to.
Yeah, fair point.
So over just a fraction over 3 seconds in entering the system, this happened. What about the miss jump? Is this tied to the miss jump, too?
No, actually, it wasn't a miss jump.
Oh.
No, you jumped just fine.
Yeah, we were supposed to come here as a stopover point.
To pull gas. Yeah.
It did happen so quickly after you entered the
section. Oh, we just assumed that the post-jump... was a misjump.
I wasn't there with you.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what you assume, but I probably would have gone to the same conclusion. They said the symptoms were very similar, but they said the jump actually concluded safely.
Oh, my.
So maybe then, it was just seconds after it came out is when it had a problem.
As far as what I was told for notice.
Maybe we jumped too close to the planet.
Nope.
Well.
Everything about the jump, that would have technically be a misjump.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah. So I wonder.
Everything technically went according to... plan with the jump, and then
I wonder if this could be connected to the cat creatures on the planet that you know they could scramble like communication signals, and they had their little electromagnetic.
I pull a bag out. I have a DNA sample of them that I'm gonna get to the labs.
Yeah.
What is that?
Captain Cagle asks.
It's a sample.
Oh, you took a sample off the
not urine.
I could tell.
Okay. Just making sure. I didn't know.
I've seen that before.
Okay. Space urine.
Yeah, very much like normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. So,
and Captain,
good news is you're off the hook.
I will leave you out of our report.
Oh. Well, as long as it's good things, I'm okay. All I did was land and pick you guys up, so.
That's true.
As long as you.
Hey, Captain Cagle, have you ever delivered guards to that planet, to Yance?
Yeah, I've done it before.
Okay, I was just curious.
Why do you ask?
Some 2/4s?
That's the ladies auxiliary of the 2/3.
2/3's a heck of a gang. They're I would call them more mafia.
Yeah. No, I was just curious because I know some people in the 2/3, and so I was just wondering.
Noted.
If, you know, I just didn't know if this was like their first time doing this duty or... Because, I mean, I just know him from being on Eureka, right?
He's just kind of like, you know, nodding and that little grin people do when they're listening to you like...
Right. Yeah. Am I supposed to keep talking here or...
I don't know. That seems to be your normal MO.
So, I was just wondering about the 2/3 and... Because I'm...
I couldn't tell you much more about the 2/3.
Oh, are they real quiet when you've delivered them or do they talk a lot when they're on the ship or...
And that's not a bad question. And he gets up. He's like, I'll let you get back to it unless you have further questions.
Okay.
Take care, sir. Good to see you.
Yep. Likewise. I'm sure we'll see each other again. We got a whole week, right, fellas?
We got like 2 weeks, right? Because of the second jump.
Well, until we get to Claudius.
You know how to run your ship, but I was just saying, more accurately, it's 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. So you're good with the numbers, kid.
Yep.
Thank you, Captain.
And then he walks on.
Yeah. Hey, why don't we go back to the stateroom? I want to have a private discussion.
Very good.
Okay. Yeah, it'll cut out all the noise around us.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Admiral Kane.
I don't think we can hear each other.
With your 14, you observe that he was not passing through with the intention of eavesdropping.
Yeah.
He legit was coming through to do something.
Started listening in.
Got a drink and he's like, oh, this is interesting. And he just kind of was hanging out. He was trying not to be too intrusive, I should say. And then you just noticed them and called them over. So you didn't, because you rolled a 14. Like, either, it was pretty clear to you he was not like, oh, I'm going to go spy on these guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's cool. So I want to go back to the, are we two to a cabin or do we one per cabin?
I think we had two to cabin.
You did basic two to a cabin.
Probably two to cabin, yeah. So then, Jadis, are we in the same one or?
Sure.
Okay, so we're going back to Jadis' nice cabin. I immediately, when I walk in, I
want all three of you, or just Jade?
All three of us, because we want to have a private conversation. Then we'll close the door. I want to check the cabin really quick for cameras. So sometimes they're not, usually they're not installed in cabins based on the content in the book, but they can be. So I'm just going to do a sensor sweep, electronics, and check the
cabin. Do you have a sensor
I do.
Device?
Well, no, it'd be just me physically looking behind paintings and stuff like that.
Oh, so you're just doing a recon?
Yeah, obviously. Either the recon or sensory, the one's cool. That's same.
Well, sensors requires a sensor.
Scanning device, yeah, that makes sense.
So recon's just a visual.
Okay. So in that case, I've got a recon of 11 just to kind of try and
see. Okay, it looks like the room is private.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So you want to turn on your device? That's really cool.
All right, so I turn on my Sphere of Solace.
Yeah.
And you try to talk to me and you can't hear anything.
Oh, because it kills all sound. Right.
You should have just like turned it on.
Okay, so I'm totally cool. I take a piece of paper and I write down, turn it off.
Okay.
So there's a comical moment. He turns it on and you try to communicate.
Yeah.
So it totally stops all sound.
Yeah. Yeah. I did it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Because sometimes.
And this is what he wanted to use to go have a private conversation.
That's amazing. What's the radius on it?
I have to look. It's like three. It's made to be like in your stateroom, so it's like 3 meters or something like that.
Oh, like when you sleep.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Sphere of Solace. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna buy one of those.
It was 500 credits.
Me too. Like, for real. For real.
Exactly. Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like 500 credits. It's tech level 10.
I'm totally buying one of those. Yeah. You gotta take me to shop next time.
Okay. Oh, I love to go shopping.
I'd love to go shopping with you.
I like it when Dasan goes shopping.
Yeah, shopping with Dasan.
Yeah,
Admiral, have you seen my personal? What is it? Wait. What's it called? My dang it, where is it? My domestic servant robot?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, hold on, wait. Oh.
No, Ruben came back by the cabin and poked his head and asked how I was doing, and he said something about you trying to sell his fur.
Yeah, well, I was trying to get a good deal on my personal, my domestic servant and my safe I got. I have
domestic
a safe if you want
servant.
Which was basically just a servant. Roomba.
It's basically
right?
a Roomba. Yeah. Oh, well. And then when I bought the sleep inducer and the Sphere of Solace. So yeah, I was trying to get
What's
a good
the
deal.
Sleep inducer?
The sleep inducer. So I forget what that does. That creates like white noise. So when you go to sleep, yeah.
Well, you already have silence. So why do you need?
No,
white
the silence
noise?
Is like when you're on a ship and you don't want to talk to anybody. So like the sphere, nobody can talk to you. So you
while
can just like be working.
Your programming?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Right,
get
right.
focused.
Yeah. Oh, like if you're playing loud music, I don't have to hear your loud old man music.
We got to get some old man music and play
we need,
Jadis.
We need to establish in this time of the Traveler universe what counts as
old
man
music.
Right,
exactly.
Probably music from the 47th century.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
Some weird, like.
Because we're like in the
space techno heavy
right
metal.
Space right. techno death
right.
metal.
Right, right.
Space techno death
metal. So that's, yeah, so it's different. There's two different things, totally. Right, you wouldn't want to use the Sphere of Solace and your sleeping device at the same time, because then that wouldn't work.
No, agreed. That
right,
makes
right,
tons of sense.
Right.
I was
yeah.
trying
see,
to understand
that way. Like, see, I figured this with these two things, I'll be a great roommate on a ship.
Oh, totally.
Right.
I'm
yeah.
fully suspect. I'd actually room with you if you turn all the sound off.
Yeah. Wait. Wait a minute.
I bet you'll.
Don't
back.
Think about that too hard. Yet,
hey,
son.
More
Not
important question, which is the computer data.
Yeah.
Have you gone through it?
No.
And looked at it?
No.
Can we do that? And
figure
out what you can find in there? Like any more information on possibly who created the data, the names of the scientists, if anybody's data in there, they log their names, there's any emails. Also, any information on who the researchers, because I want to file a complete report with Naval Intelligence.
Yeah, I think so far all you've done is looked in your master folder to verify it was there, but you haven't tried to open anything yet.
Yeah, I didn't. Did I try to pull down data from there, from the lab?
Yes,
yeah, you downloaded
down,
stuff
download
off
bunch
the
stuff
computer.
From the lab.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
I forgot
I grabbed
that I did
the
that.
DNA evidence.
Yeah.
Of the
you creature. Downloaded it and then you just left.
And I want to get. I tell you all, the three of us are. I want to get this Naval Intelligence so they have a record of it and they understand the planet and then go find out what's going on.
Yeah, I can start working on that while we're going to Eureka and see what's in there. And
that would be awesome. Could you make a copy of it as well?
Sure.
Do I have any kind of... I have no portable computer, right? You have to have one.
If you didn't buy one, you do not.
That's cool. Oh, I'm going to go talk to the captain and see if I can buy one from a crew member. I'm going to talk to the captain and see if I can buy one from a crew member or something. I just want to put a... I want to duplicate the data into another device in case some reason it gets destroyed.
Okay. So you want to go ask the captain?
Yeah, I'll go ask him.
And you know that there's a... like you can hit the button.
Oh no, I have a portable computer. No, I don't. I didn't buy one. It's on my future list.
I know, I have a future list too.
Exactly.
Because I'm Tassan. I have a whole spreadsheet.
Shopping with you. I'm excited.
So you can, there's like cabin comms you can hit and it'll contact the steward. So the steward.
What's
comes
our steward's
on.
Name?
Steward? I haven't named him.
Steward?
No, his name is not Steward. You just say Carl. You can just call him Steward.
How about Carl?
Sure, Carl's
I
the
love
steward.
Carl.
Carl the steward.
He shows up like, my name's not Carl.
He's like, this it's is Carrette. The steward. How can I help you?
Yeah, hey, Carl. Hey, real quick. Do you have a portable computer that I could do on loan for purposes of the trip or perhaps purchase here on the ship?
We have definitely have no portable computers for sale.
What? How much is? Do you have a portable computer on yourself?
I do have a portable computer. I use it to keep track of inventory and things like that for steward work.
I'll pay you 50% more than it's worth, and when you dock, you can buy a brand new one.
It's not up to me to decide. This has been provided to me by the captain.
Oh, well, I'll talk to the captain later then.
Yeah. Can I help you with any steward-specific deals?
Yes. Can I have maybe a fluffier pillow, perhaps? The one I have currently is a little bit rough.
Yeah, if you go check with your harpoon friend, I hear they have really great pillow fur.
Oh, that's true.
Dear God, Tassan spoke with you as well. Oh, also, yeah, what's in that device? Was in
so that was a joke. Edition? He doesn't actually make that
the
comment.
The Spear of Solus?
Yeah, do you guys have any extra Spear of Soluses that you can bring to the room? That's an awesome
We don't
device.
Have any Spears of Solus.
Like, is that like a sphere of Solus?
You should totally have one. Like,
what about sleep inducers?
Yeah, what about sleep inducers? I hand the phone.
Look, you guys didn't pay for first class cabins here.
That's true.
Well, on our ship, when we get it done, we're going to have this for every room, and I am not kidding.
Well, well good for you.
Yeah, well, just let you know.
I'll just turn on the Sphere of Solus.
So he just keeps talking, but you guys don't hear anything.
You have no idea. And I'll turn it off.
And he's no longer on the comm.
Okay.
Well, that didn't work so well.
Yeah, he didn't.
Because really, he's like, he asked a couple more questions and then he
we
turned
didn't
it
respond.
Off. And he's like, okay, thanks for contacting me. You
know? Awesome.
Yeah. You do get a beep on your room comm, though.
Nope.
Hello?
He's like, hey, is this the Admiral? And it's the Captain's voice.
Oh, hey, Captain. How you doing?
Yeah. I thought I was thinking you might want to look at that report they sent me from the black box.
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Could you just
send it over to your Tassan's computer?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
That'd be great.
So you get a little bing, little right. thing comes up.
Thank you, Captain.
Right. I'll pull it up and
there's no problem.
Hey. Have it
on He's the like, you didn't there. Get that from me, by the way.
That's fine. Hey, when I do the report, should I leave you out of it? I just want to ask you because you kind of implied I didn't need to.
I think his point was that all he did was just pick us up.
No, he did, which is totally fine. So I can denote that in the report and leave it there.
Yeah. I would recommend not mentioning the base, but it's up to you.
That's fine. Well, I appreciate that. Cool.
As long as you also mention me that I only landed to pick you up.
Absolutely. That seems like the right course of action.
If you do mention the base, I picked you up in the jungle not knowing there was a base.
Understood. That sounds great.
We're going to get along just fine.
Thank you, sir.
And then he hogs off. So if you want to now, let me know when you want to take a look at that report.
Admiral Kane, is this one of those situations where you're saying okay to him, but you're still going to mention that he picked us up at the base, but you're just saying okay? Is this like throw your weapon down?
Push that button on that device, the thing that kills all the noise.
But then I can't hear what you answer.
Just do it real quick.
Okay.
I get out a piece of paper. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Turn the white noise thing off now. Let's continue our dialogue.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm just trying to learn how to do things.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I believe that those creatures pose, in the wrong hands, pose a much larger threat to the Imperium in general.
Right.
And it would be our responsibility as a citizen of the Imperium to report such incidents to the naval intelligence so that they can take action.
Admiral Kane, do you think that out in, like, Amber Zone planets and... Do you think there's more shades of gray in
yeah,
the
absolutely.
Law?
But
I mean, because, I mean, you're not in the Navy anymore.
No, absolutely.
As an out-of-game quick question... Does everybody know what an Amber Zone planet is?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
For the listeners, it's just a planet that's been defined as dangerous.
Right.
So go at your own risk.
Yeah, but the issue is that Amber planet, effectively, I think is being used as a research and development lab for these genetically engineered creatures, which, based on your own expertise as a biological expert, is quite an advanced creature.
Right.
And the skill, the ability to block communications, the ability to breed quickly, that's its lethality, unleashing a large number of those on a planet against our own Marines or other forces could be quite dangerous. And so we need to make sure naval intelligence knows about this immediately. Plus the fact that they were cavorting with, no offense to Tassan, the 2-3, a known kind of mafia or gang organization. That means that the underworld may have access to these these resources as well.
Sorry, I'm laughing. I'm remembering the whole thing about the saunas, the jacuzzis.
The jacuzzis.
The yakuzzis. They're the mafia of jacuzzis.
Everybody loves a good jacuzzi. That's the best mafia, actually.
Step in a jacuzzi.
It's a perfect way to kill the moment.
Those hot tub gangsters will get you every time.
Exactly. Well, because, like, so I used to, like, in high school, I used to do some hacking in college and stuff, and I didn't
used
do any,
to.
Yeah, I used to. I mean,
exactly.
The only difference is he's not in high school anymore.
Right.
Okay. That's adult.
I mean, when I was at Glaxon, I didn't do that stuff, right? I was getting paid to do a job. I didn't do it at Glaxon. And so, you know, in college, you got a lot of free time, and I just did some hacking stuff. I did nothing really nefarious, right? But, I mean, so that's, you know, so I'm just saying I worked in more areas of shades of gray than...
So you do non-nefarious adult gray hacking.
In a confession room in college.
In confession room.
Well, I mean, because sometimes you can hack stuff. Sometimes you hack things, and it's actually making it better, actually, or you're shutting down something that's bad for people. So sometimes you can hack things and do it for in a positive way, right? So you're like, I can shut down a system that's hurting other systems, right? It's like if somebody builds a system that's like stealing money from a bank, I can hack their system and make them stop doing that.
So white hat, non-nefarious,
yeah,
adult, gray.
Yeah, my hat was
okay.
More...
In
yeah,
confession room.
In high school, right. In high school and college, I was more of a gray hat, right? So I just... You know, I didn't do anything super bad, but I did some stuff that's technically, I guess, against the law. But it made things better. So what I'm saying, I was just asking. I mean, like, is that? I mean, I know you're in the Navy, and yes, sir, and you know, and you're in the Marines, and so I mean, I'm just saying. Sometimes I don't always follow the law. I didn't used to. So, I mean, I guess I just. I mean, sometimes I guess my experience is sometimes out here in the world, in the galaxy, things are more gray than the military black and white.
Well, Tassan, I would tell you that I think that your perspective is the correct one. I think even in our
world, we were just talking about that.
There's a lot of gray. And I'll give an example. Recently, in fact, the last mission that Jadis and I and Ruben were on was to help the ambassador.
Was that the ambassador of Marlon?
Yep.
Yep, I read your book. Exactly. I actually read it like three times now.
And that was a diplomatic mission to Katal, and
yeah.
We had a situation where actually the Fangs of Terror, which is a human resistance organization, threatened the life of the ambassador himself, and some of the members of the resistance were actually nobles in the imperial family, and we had to make a decision to eliminate their ability to affect the ambassador, which ultimately we were affecting citizens of the Imperium. You know, it was a hard choice to make. It was one we had to make to protect the ambassador, which ultimately prevented, we hope, a small war. And so, yes, we all live in gray, and we all make tough choices.
Okay. All right. I was just curious, because it seems like this whole, you know, Captain Cagle, it seems like to be an area of gray, not really black and white.
Well, we should...
Captain Cagle could be an area of gray?
He is an area of gray. I believe he is. He is operating in that area. In fact... Captain Cagle, I believe, is someone that we need to stay on the good side of, at least as long as he's transporting.
It seems like
he's
making a good living, because this ship is kind of decked out.
It's a nice ship. You can make a lot of good living in the gray.
He's got a better jump than you can drive in this, than you can buy in this sector.
Better jump than you can
back
drive.
That's a great point, which is, Tassan, we're considering, we'd like to offer you an opportunity to be a part of our crew.
Oh, wow.
I will let you know.
I'm out of a job right now.
You have what?
I'm out of a job. Well, I left Glaxon Megacorp.
That's good. I'd known that. So we would love to offer you the ability to be a crew member on the ship. In fact, I'd like to have you help spec out the computer system.
Oh yeah.
For the ship,
oh yeah. I'm really good at that.
Your abilities.
Oh yeah. Thank you.
I would call you amazing at that.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I worked really hard at it my whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll share a cabin with someone.
You could share one because I have the Sphere of Solace and
I'm
the sleep
okay
inducer.
With that. I'm 100%
yes,
okay
that'd
with that.
That'd be awesome. I get to be with. I mean, it's like I'm like sub admiral.
Jadis, that means you're with Ruben. you have to deal with the fur.
Does that mean you're a ranking officer?
I'll have the vacuum frequently.
Smart. That's
great. I think that makes you a cabin boy.
Yeah.
So I have a hammock. So I don't even need a bed. I can just have a hammock and
that's
tie that
fine.
Up in the corner.
As long as you got the sound thing, we're good.
Awesome. I was worried about that. I thought I was going to have to room with Buzz.
No, no, Buzz. No, I think Ruben told me he negotiated with Buzz and he gave him his own cabin, which is problematic. It is problematic. That's like a whole high passage cabin we had to give up.
We didn't tell him how big the cabin was.
Well, what's that sound dampening device called again?
There are standard
sizes.
It's a Sphere
of Solace. It's on page. It is on page 97 of the Central Supply catalog.
Well, what I was going to ask you guys or talk to you about is I think, and especially Jadis, given the shares that you have in the ship, and by the way, Tassan. Depending upon the level of work that you provide on the computer system, and if you can create some of the programs that add economic value to the vessel, I'm more than happy with Jadis's permission and also Ruben's to offer you some kind of share purchase program to buy into the ship.
I like that. That'd be great. Yeah. So I'll pull up. And, you know, I was just thinking if it was weird what Captain Cagle said about the flight being doomed. 3 seconds in? And so, Admiral, I was thinking, do you
0.27.
Think... 3.27 seconds in? Admiral, so, I mean, you're like an important dude. Do you think maybe somebody was out to get you or something? Because that seems pretty, like, specific and accurate. And, like, it was... He basically said it was bound to happen. And I don't know the system... I didn't really, like, look at the systems from that viewpoint. I was just doing the manufacturer upgrades for him. I mean, do you think... Because, I mean, you're kind of a big deal. Do you think that... Maybe what was happening? Would there be somebody out to get you?
That's interesting. From my recollection, and Jadis, keep me honest, I think we selected the ship at the spaceport almost at the last minute.
Because we
met the captain, we negotiated passage, and we got on. So my gut says either a very skilled person was monitoring us now. It's not to say Jadis and I and Ruben have definitely made enemies.
I think there's a lot easier ways to try to take out a... ex-military admiral than that.
And crashing an entire ship.
So it could have been from me, which would fail, by the way.
Well, it could have been, or it could have been the owners of the vessel. It's an interesting possibility.
I think there is a connection between the animals on the planet and their powers, which involved, you know, jamming
and
signals.
And maybe the effects on the ship.
And the effects on the ship.
That's very concerning, because then other ships could be affected if these animals were released on a planet.
Just as a reminder, the captain did just recently send you a copy of the report.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
So go ahead.
Let's read that. But it's interesting that the Nelius was not affected by this, right? They just landed and picked us up recently.
Yeah, that's actually what made me think that maybe it was the ship was targeted.
Well, okay, why don't you read the report?
You can't have radiation shielding on a vessel. So if it's shielded and this is a radio or a magnetic wave, there are ways to shield some ships and others might not be shielded. So I'm just throwing that out as a possible option. Out of game, I've read the high guard rules this week.
Let's take a look at that report.
I'll pull up the report.
Which are very cool.
They're very cool.
Okay, so you open up the report on your computer, and it's got a lot of redacted information. Not so much you can't read it, but one thing, you know, most of it's standard. They checked whatever records they could, you know, the jump procedure, because all this stuff is logged, and that went fine. They went as far back as the disembark process from where we opened up. That was fine. They checked the update that you... installed at the beginning, that looked to be okay. Everything seemed to be good, but there is one, and there's various things here and there that are, you know, blacked out. But one comment that does stand out is this portion where it talks about only discernible cause of accident is random chunks of code missing from all systems. No discernible cause could be found. And programming code is what I mean.
Right.
You know, so like it'd be like if this, then this on a very simple version. But it might be like if this, and then like the second half of the then part of that code is just like missing. Yeah.
So okay, all right, that's interesting.
There's that, and then other subsystems had missing fragments of code replaced with what appears to be gibberish. Yeah.
So,
and it was all simultaneous. It's like all of these systems exactly at 3.27 seconds after the jump ended.
Do you have a crew?
All
manifest?
Of these systems were impacted at the exact same time. Like it wasn't cascading.
Right.
It was just bam, all of this stuff happened.
Do you have a crew manifest? Because I'm wondering if there's a crew member
course, at this point, they may not have survived.
But you, none of you have a crew manifest.
Right.
Yeah. You have a spreadsheet of all the survivors.
I said that Tassan would have downloaded, he would have downloaded anything he could get his hands on.
Yeah.
But just because, he's not for nefarious reasons, just because that's Tassan,
how you roll.
It's how Tassan rolls. Like, if it's there, it's obviously there for the taking.
Make a computer check to see if you could have gotten the crew manifest.
Because he had a passenger manifest. Because remember, he was looking us up on the passenger.
Yeah,
That's why I remember that too.
He was looking us up and telling us who we were.
So a tad bit of a combo.
Let's see. So that is.
And hold on, before you tell me the number, let me look at the difficulty. Because
am I including intelligence?
Yeah. Okay. The ship had crashed, right? So it would be damaged. So I'm gonna see. It's not gonna be as easy as your standard thing.
I would have downloaded like as soon as I got access to the systems, right?
Right.
Not like after the crash, because it wouldn't have power. But I would have downloaded it like as soon as I found that my computer could see it, I'd just start downloading it because Tassan would.
You mean before you crashed?
Yeah. Right.
So like when you were doing your upgrades, stuff?
Yeah. Like I said, once again, not to be nefarious, just because Tassan looks at it as its data, it's there, he'll take it. Right.
Okay. So 10.
Okay. So I rolled a 10.
Okay, I kind of figured you'd win this one. If you had done it after the crash when the system was, power, et cetera, it would have been way higher.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a crew manifest.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe we could run those names through the Imperial database, or I could give them to somebody, or if you could do anything when we get to connectivity.
Oh, so as a recap, you've got the report on the black box now.
Right.
You've got the crew manifest and the passenger manifest, and then you've got... the information you downloaded from.
Right. And I wouldn't have downloaded the operating system, but I would have downloaded anything that's like kind of like a database, right? So anything anything that's like a database, right? Like
Jadis is going to hop on like the ship's computer or whatever kind of computer I can get access to if there is one. And basically I want to do like a database search for Or see if there's anything in my own lore from an electronics perspective.
So the computer has like in the cafeteria area.
Okay,
they've got a computer.
They just like a public access.
Yeah, and it's got. Since you're in jump space, you don't have access to any outside because you're
in
kind
of the local static.
But every time computer systems like this that are, you jump into a new system. And you go to a doc, they connect and they kind of update. Oh, current news, current information. It's just an automatic process that you get. And so everything you have would be up to date as the moment you left Methodian, up to date as Methodian is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I'm looking for in particular is because I have an electronics sensors skill, and I'm just trying to see if there's anything significant about 3.27 seconds with regard to. Signal jamming or any sort of natural occurrences that might interfere with communications, because it just feels kind of like pi, the number pi, but it's not pi. So I'm just wondering, 3.27, that's the universal electronics, comm channel jamming protocol or something.
So sensors would be for using and interpreting data from electronic sensor devices.
Okay.
So you don't really have an electronic sensor device you're checking out.
So this is basically more of like a history, like I guess a science or something.
I mean, it could just be electronics computers and you're just doing some search.
Yeah, let's do electronics kind of computers. Thing? So in which case I have... electronic sensors at zero, so I don't have the -3.
Well, no, you would have electronic zero sensors. You would only have the sensor specialty if it was a one. You don't pick a specialty until you hit one. So all of your electronic skills are zero.
Okay, so I have zero.
Yeah, and
okay.
Unless you miss, you may have missed something.
I probably
which should be electronic zero sensors one.
Yeah, no, I think I put down the specialty thinking I got it at zero, but I don't get it to one. So I just have electronics.
Which is good because you have all of them at zero.
Yeah, so you
that's the good news.
Don't have the specialty, but you can basically make electronics, comms, computers, or sensors
at
zero.
Right.
Okay. It doesn't become you don't call it out until you get one.
Oh, okay.
Then it becomes you only get one when you do that role.
That's okay.
And when you get the first one right as electronic, he gets all the electronic skills.
Yeah, everything that falls under that category.
You lose the -3 for all the electronics.
Exactly. So it's like a general knowledge.
So when I do get just as a rules question, and when I do get electronic sensors one, if I were to roll electronics computers, is it at zero, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Okay.
You'd only get the one for the specific specialty you have.
And, you're only, and you can only pick one specialty, right, I guess?
No, you can specialize in all of them.
Multiples.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's just they would be separate. So you could so end
you
up with
them
a,
up at different...
Exactly.
Yeah. Got it. You can have okay. a one sensors, a two computers kind of thing.
Okay, electronics computers at zero plus my intelligence of zero, and I got a 10.
Okay, and you were trying to figure it, out if that number is somehow significant for the jump process?
Well, not jump, but basically like I'm thinking about like communication signals and jamming and encryption.
Okay.
And you know, basically, is there some significance that I might pick up about, you know, oh yeah, well, when people want to hack you, they always, you know, this is a factor of
gotcha.
You know.
Yeah. Okay. So with your 10 and the database you have available, you can't see any correlation to hacking or running computers or whatnot beyond just distance, right?
Like, okay.
So if you're doing wireless and you're trying to hack from a very great distance, it just would take a bit longer for the signal to get there, like latency, right? Than it would if I was trying to hack something wirelessly from 2 feet away.
Okay.
So it's that time isn't significant in relation to anything along those lines.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know that definitively. Like okay. You only needed an 8, so you got an effect of
is,
2.
Does anyone have familiarity with the planetary system schematics? I'm just wondering if it would take 3.27 seconds from when we hit the... Like, how many light seconds were we away from Yance when we entered the system?
Well, obviously, to enter, to leave orbit or jump successfully, we have to be 100 diameters from the sun. So then we had to approach Yant. So I'm guessing when you're saying 3.7 seconds, that was as we got near the planet is when it happened.
No, that was your jump ended. 3.27 seconds later, all of these systems went crazy.
Oh, so then we just kind of aimed at Yant and kept flying.
Yeah.
Because we had to go 100 solar orbits to get to
Yant. Do you remember every time we... Because it doesn't take you that long to traverse the inside of a system.
Yeah, a couple hours.
Yeah. And remember every time you rolled, it was like a chunk of...
I got you. So it was like we were just heading towards the system.
Yeah, I can't remember what the time increments were, but it was like 15 or every time it was like 15 or 30 minutes or something
like
that.
That's
fine. Time passing by.
And when we entered the system, we were probably headed towards the ants.
Yeah, makes sense.
We're headed towards the gas giant.
You would scoop gas from the gas giant. That ship had it, but also Yants was like, you know, things go haywire, and yeah, it's like a breathable atmosphere.
Yeah, the only place to aim towards.
Right, so it's like, hey,
so
let's go.
Head there.
Admiral Kane, I mean, that's why I think this was planned.
Well, I'm starting to more and more believe you, given the evidence that you're uncovering.
Yeah, well, Jadis did some, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I think maybe we, again, we can report this to Naval Intelligence as well and see if we can share the information we have and see if they can help us.
Now, you had mentioned a moment ago about wanting to look through these files you downloaded from Yance.
Oh, yeah, that I downloaded at the lab, yeah.
Want to do now?
Yeah, I could do that now, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I figured I would do it during the week after the Admiral suggested it.
Yeah, when he just mentioned a few
minutes. Yeah, so I would do it sometime during the week after he mentioned it, because Dazan wouldn't think to look through those. Unless he was bored. And I guess he would be bored sitting on a ship.
Gotcha. So I'm assuming all this conversation you're just flowing from one to the other. We're not skipping days, okay? So you're doing this, having this conversation, and then Tassan, you start to open up these files, and when you open up the file, those little like warning boxes pops up, and it says operating key not present.
Okay.
Purge system. And all of the, you see like those, and all of the boxes are...
Wait, this is happening right now too?
Yeah.
All right, so I would try to stop it and shut it down, or
okay, make a check.
All right,
holy cow!
Did you copy the data first?
He did not.
No, I just opened it.
Crap.
Ooh, that's not even a good roll. So that is a 4. That is a 8.
Not enough.
I know, right?
Yeah,
my first bad computer roll.
See, and it pops up, and it said operating key not present. Purge. I said system. Purge files, because it doesn't clean your whole computer.
Right, it's just cleaning off.
But these files just start vanishing.
They protected this.
Now, as a computer guy, and you got an 8, you couldn't stop it, but you know what's happening.
Right.
The system, these files are all linked to a security measure right. that when you open it up, if you open it in an operating system that doesn't have the operational key,
right.
which automatically pings for it, the file automatically deletes
right.
itself.
I will tell you all that, right? So I was like, you have to have a security key to look at these files, and if you don't have that key, they start deleting them. And that's what's happening.
Turn off your machine.
It's too late. It's like,
I'll turn it off. I'll turn off
my laptop. That's fine. So you turn your machine off and you don't know because your machine's off.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe we can't turn it on
until we get a key. Right? Yeah. I mean, the next time I turn it on, my guess is it's going to start doing that again.
I agree.
Unless, if I could get connected to a higher level tech computer, I might be able to stop it. But I have to write a program that intercepts my laptop from starting up to stop the key.
Right.
And then I have to have another program to try to hack the key.
Or you have to read the disk without booting the operating system.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Effectively read the disk before turning on the
operating system. And the trick is with these files, like, you have to get into the file to find out what the key it's looking for is without triggering the file looking for the key.
Yeah, I could probably do it. It would take a long time, and I would need the best computers we could find.
Which?
So it could get me time on. And until then, I can't use my laptop, and that's kind of sucks.
That's the part that's going to kill you.
No. Is it going to kill Kassan?
Admiral Kane,
is it going to kill everybody else? Everyone else who has to, like,
I got a lot of questions.
Kassan has nothing to do but talk to you.
Man.
Just, that's how we roll.
Right. Yeah. Maybe we could put that device on, and you could talk all you want.
Well, then you couldn't hear me, Jadis. So,
I can read lips.
Any other things you want to do before we land at Claudius? Because, you got a week, so it's in your hands.
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Do you have anything?
It's a mystery to me, but I'm not sure what else to do.
Lots of fun mystery. Huh?
Do you guys want to talk about the potential role for the ship? What we want to do with the ship?
Yeah, we're going to make money.
Can I throw out some ideas?
As a job?
Do you want to push the role to the ship?
We might push it out because we're hitting an hour. So I think let's just stick to conversational stuff you guys want to resolve before we get to Claudius, and then okay, cool.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do then, your week goes by, you interact with the Lasset family and the captain as he comes and goes. And he's always seems very cordial, willing to chat. There's a lot of... You'll ask him random questions, and as you try to get more specific, he just, doesn't answer them.
Hmm.
But it's always with a little smirk and a wink, and he walks off like he's got some clever secret he's hiding, and you don't know if he's putting on a show or what it is. Those of you who have been in the military do know that from certain terminology and language he uses, you think he at least has military background, right? Just he uses certain lingo.
Is there anything specific to a branch of service that would clue in, or is it just any basically?
Roll general education. You get a boon since you're
in the military.
You're an admiral too.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so I got a. If you take education, I've got a 9.
Okay. Yeah. You think based on his demeanor and he's probably Marine, so...
Oh, well, Jadis is
nice.
Similar to Jadis. And if you wanted to make a roll, you could too, but, he's already figured it out, so...
Yeah.
And you also get a boon.
Yeah, I'll just roll to see if there's, he's part of the such-and-such squad or whatever.
Oh, wow, that's double 6.
I got him as a 12. Screaming eagle.
You got a straight 12?
Yeah.
All right, you rolled 2 sixes.
You might have served with them at the dropships.
Well, you've never served with him, but there's specific jargon that it's subtle and demeanor that's subtle that you remember, and sometimes you interacted with some special forces. Guys who like...
See a screaming eagle?
Normally you do a dropship and it's full of Marines. These guys get shot out of tubes.
Tubers.
There's all these special forces, and he strikes you as he's done some of these special forces stuff, and so it's like
ops.
An extra layer of special
spec ops.
Yeah, so he's probably a dude who knows a thing or two about killing folk and getting around the galaxy.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So not nefariously, right?
I like him. some of you might stay connected
with
him. Who's Tassan rooming with?
That's up to you guys.
I'm with you.
Reuben,
right now on the ship.
On this ship, yeah.
You get to be with Reuben right now.
Okay.
Okay.
So that evening when we're in our bunks or whatever, when I'm pretty sure that Reuben's gone to sleep, I'll turn on my Sphere of Solus and I'll fire up my laptop and let all the files delete.
Okay.
Shut it down.
Okay. No one knows that though.
No one knows that.
Except for Tassan.
Right. Right.
All right.
Yep.
I like this.
Dun dun dun.
Snap.
You should have said earmuffs. Earmuffs.
Yeah, earmuffs. No, that's fine. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh wow, I like that. I want to make a note of this.
Yeah.
I'm making a mental note, even though my character does not know. Now I'm a little nervous staring at that little Tassaner.
I, as a GM, I think I know why.
Yeah.
Hangs out with the 2-3s. He's, you know,
he fired from his job. He doesn't hang out with the 2-3. He never said he hung out with the 2-3. He just knows about the 2-3.
Obviously, we don't know any of this, but it's...
No, you don't. That's right.
The 2-3 hangs people. You don't hang out with the 2-3.
I think so.
Awesome. Okay. And on that secretive moment with Tassan.
Tassan, the secret agent.
We will close out episode 10 and say goodnight.
Yes, thank you everybody.
Thanks everybody.
Thanks.
Have a great week.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
All right.
Traveler out.